This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
Hello, I'm Marc Boulanger. Public Services International has started a worldwide campaign to make sure that no trade deals are signed with Guatemala unless union rights are protected in the country. The PSI is the global union federation which represents public sector workers at the world level. Guatemala is one of the most dangerous countries in the world to be a trade unionist. Last year, 6 unionists were killed. This year, 3 unionists were killed and another 4 workers were attacked because they were leading union struggles. Recently, the PSI sent an international delegation to Guatemala to investigate the attacks on unions and their members. Melvi Rojas is the general secretary of one of the regions of the National Health Workers Union of Guatemala.
As union leaders, we'd received death threats. I was sitting at a table next to my lawyer when the assassin arrived. He killed my lawyer. When he came in, I hid. Then I suddenly felt that my back was burning from the bullets.
Luis Lara is the general secretary of the National Health Workers Union of Guatemala.
In March last year, my daughter was kidnapped, tortured, and then they shot her, aiming at her temple. Thank God she turned at that exact moment and it only hit her eye. We are talking about our brothers and sisters who gave the most precious thing they had, their lives, in order that we could be here.
Jose Cabrera is the general secretary of the Municipal Water and Sanitation Workers Union.
Guatemala is one of the countries where there is no protection for union leaders. We demand that Otto Pérez Molina government establish freedom of association. Many of our comrades from the Frente Nacional de Lucha have been killed, and we demand an explanation for their deaths.
Leading the international delegation to investigate abuses of union and worker rights in Guatemala was Rosa Pavanelli, the general secretary of the PSI.
The mission has been very important, first of all, because we could get all the information that we needed about how serious the situation is in Guatemala. We met many authorities, the Vice Minister of Interior, the President of the Commission of the Congress on Health. We are meeting with the Minister of Labor and the President of the Republic. We cannot imagine a social or an economic development without putting an end to impunity, without make sure that the criminal who assassinate trade unionists in the country can be prosecuted.
Anne-Marie Perret is the president of the European Federation of Public Service Unions, EPSU.
The first thing that struck me here is the problem of impunity, the problem of these attacks against unions and especially against the health workers union in Guatemala.
One of the members of PSI's delegation in Guatemala was Candace Owley. Ms. Owley is the president of the Wisconsin Federation of Nurses and Health Professionals in the United States. The federation is part of the American Federation of Teachers.
It's going to be very, very important for our unions in the United States to become strong in speaking to our government about our trade agreements and other relationships here so that we can tell them that they need to use those agreements to ensure the safety of the workers in Guatemala.
A video report of PSI's visit to Guatemala is available on its website at www.world-psi.org.